VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where the start of August brings with it the awful news from July, when pandemic deaths in the country rose by over 25,000 and doubled in 19 states. The figures come from Reuters and further erode hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. The country recorded nearly 1.9 million new COVID cases in July, pushing the total infection number to about 4.6 million at a cost of more than 153,000 lives. Some outdoor testing sites in virus-ravaged Florida are shutting down in anticipation of Hurricane Isaias. Meanwhile, the state's death numbers are setting daily records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have died in the pandemic. The case count in the state now tops 470,000. Worldwide, the Johns Hopkins University numbers put the COVID case infections at 17.6 million, with fatalities approaching 681,000. There has been another stunning set of numbers in India. More than 5,700 COVID infections in the latest 24-hour period, pushing its caseload to almost 1.7 million. Well over half those infections happened in July. Mexico now has the third largest death toll, just under 47,000, trailing only the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. Vietnam suffered its first COVID-19 death this week. Now a third victim has died in the city of Da Nang, which has become a hotspot, reporting more than 100 new cases today. COVID is again spreading in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory says it found 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. In South Korea, the elderly leader of a religious sect has been arrested after being linked to more than 5,000 of the country's 14,000 COVID infections. He's charged with underreporting religious gatherings. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister